Good morning. Yesterday, we asked a fundamental question. Is it permitted for somebody who is learning, be it somebody who is in Kollel or a Talmud Chacham, is it permitted to take tzedakah or public funds to enable somebody to continue learning and be involved in learning? Or is that indeed, like we saw in the Shita of the Rambam, Machil al Hashem, it makes it look like any other occupation, just like other occupations, people work in order to earn money. So too, it looks like somebody who is learning in Kollel, somebody who is learning a Klei Kodesh, is simply doing that as an occupation and is getting paid for it. So indeed, many disagree with the Rambam, and we'll give a couple of examples. The Rashbatz says that he doesn't agree. He says explicitly, I don't agree with the Rambam. He says as follows, Lolam chovahi al Yisrael lefarnes b'derach kavod lechachameihim uledayaneihim. It is indeed an obligation of Klal Yisrael to supply the needs of their chachamim, their dayanim, those who have the status of Torah Samumunusam, if they are fully involved in learning, in dayanos, it's an obligation of the community to supply their needs. And where do we learn this from? Indeed, there's a pasuk in the Torah that says, Vakohen Agadol Me'achav, that the Kohen should be literally greater than his brethren, than his peers. So there's a drush of Chazal in the Gemara and Yuma and Horius as follows, that the Kohen Gadol has to be greater than the other Kohanim in four areas, Benoi in physical beauty, Ubekoach in physical strength, Bechochma wisdom, Ubeosher in wealth. And the Gemara goes on to say that if he doesn't have the wealth, which is a requisite, which is necessary to be appointed as the Kohen Gadol, then give him wealth. So take from other people, people who have donated public funds, and give the wealth to this person so he can become the Kohen Gadol because he refits the requisite requirements of being the Kohen Gadol. And says the Rashbaz, there's a Tosefta that brings an example of a Kohen Gadol that indeed had the other requirements but not wealth. And indeed, they filled up his need for wealth. They gave him wealth. So he says as follows, that the same thing applies not only to a Kohen Gadol but to a Talmud Chacham as well, that we should give him the money necessary. He says, Litasherbo, so he should be wealthy, he should be able to live, and there's no ganai, there's no disgrace of giving and or receiving those funds in order to enable somebody to continue learning and being involved in being a Klei Kodesh. And it continues that, in fact, that has been the minhag historically in Klal Yisro from the time of the Tanaim, in the writing of the Mishnah, the time of writing the Mishnah, the Omaraim, that's the time of writing the Gemara, up until now, to be machzik, to support the Talmidei Chachamim, that happened at the time of the Gaonim as well. They even had special donations and collections that were designated for the people who were learning in yeshivas, and each and every kihila, they had these collections in order to support the Rosh Yeshivas and the people learning in yeshivas. So that is the clear opinion of the Rashbaz. It's only not only the Rashbaz, but many others, including the Kesef Mishnah, who says, as follows, Shachachamim v'talmideim, those who are the great Talmidei Chachamim, and their students as well, they historically have taken their parnasa from the tzibur, from the public. They're supported from the public. And that has been the case not only after the Rambam, but before the Rambam as well. That was indeed the minhag ha'olam, that the tzibur supports those who are the Klei Kodesh, the Avreichim in Kollel, the Talmidei Chachamim. And he goes on, says, fascinating, even if you want to agree that Mi'ikar Adin, the Rambam, is right, fundamentally, we should paskin like the Rambam, but the poskim, the Gedoli Hador, have agreed to not be Noheg like the Rambam. And indeed, they permit this based on the concept of Eis Lasos Lashem Eferu Torasecha, that when there is a need, there are times that we're going to have to abrogate one halacha, one requirement, in order to save the whole Torah. And accordingly, we may have to dispense. We have dispensed with this Rambam in order to ensure that we have Klei Kodesh, that we have people funding others who are learning, people who are dayanim, etc., because this is necessary for the functioning, proper functioning of Klal Yisrael, so that we have people who are dedicated, designated to learning and other Kodesh involvement and pursuit, so they can focus on that. So indeed, we are certainly not makbid, and that has been the historical norm, says both the Rashbitz and the Kesher's Mishnah, going all the way back until today. So bottom line is, despite the fact that we have this Rambam who speaks very much against the giving of tzedakah and receiving of tzedakah by the Klei Kodesh, those who are in learning and dayanas. Nonetheless, that is certainly not the practice, and we have poskim who have indeed buttressed the practice with saying that we fundamentally don't pasken like the Rambam, or even if we would, it's simply necessary to not adhere to the requirements of the Rambam. Have a wonderful day.